or it's sunny and 90 degrees. Both statements cannot both be true because they're equal but opposite meaning. They can't be true at the same time. Either Jesus Christ was who he said he was or he was a liar. I say he was truth. Amen? So we're going to listen to some of his words today about freedom. Denise Shiner is going to come and read from Luke chapter 4.
This should be a very familiar passage to most of us. It's about Jesus being tested in the wilderness. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. Can you imagine that? 40 days, he's hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it'll be all yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all his temptings, he left him until an opportune time, like he does with us. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery for the sight of the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor."
Thank you, Denise. July 4th means a lot to me. Number one, that's my birthday. In case you didn't know, you can make a mental note of that. July 4th. Some of Connie and I watched for a little bit this past week on the History Channel, The Sons of Liberty. Did anybody else watch any of that? Yeah, a few of you did. I'm not talking about Sons of Anarchy. I'm talking about Sons of Liberty. It's about the Declaration of Independence and the foundation of the United States. It's all about political and social freedom. There's two books I want to encourage you to read if you get a chance. One is Neil Anderson's book, The Bondage Breaker. Any of you have read that? Okay, a few of you have. Recommend that. Might bother some of you's theology maybe a little bit. Another is Michael Lehum's book, Sent from Darkness. Anybody read that? Okay, that's pretty new. It's about his story, personal testimony, real story of a guy coming out of Satanism. And I'm not talking about somebody that goes up on a mountain and has pentagrams, and I'm talking about a real Satanist, a businessman, and how he comes out of that and finds freedom. What is freedom? Oxford American Dictionary defines freedom this way. Listen to this definition. Freedom, as not a slave, not in the power of another. Not a slave, and not in the power of another. The Declaration of Independence and the Revolutionary War for the United States brought freedom to the United States. It brought freedom from England and brought freedom so that we would not be under the power of another, a king. However, you can have social and political freedom but still be a slave and in the power of another. You can have social and political freedom but still be a slave and in the power of another. If you read Neil Anderson's book, The Bondage Breaker, he shares a number of real-life examples. Michael Lehem in The Ascent from Darkness is a real-life example. And some of the situations and stories that I've shared here at Edinburgh Road Chapel over the years of situations here with people, individuals that have been slaves to demonic forces. In Luke 4, these verses 18 through 19, Jesus is talking about real freedom. Real freedom. Listen to those words again. He's quoting Isaiah. And I can you imagine him standing there and reading from this scroll to those religious leaders? He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and to release the oppressed. He, meaning God the Father, has sent me, Jesus says, to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and to release the oppressed. And what he's talking about here, he is not talking primarily about getting people out of jail and prison. That's not what he's primarily talking about. He's talking about the gospel, the good news, verse 18. That is the message of Jesus Christ to those that are in spiritual bondage and under spiritual oppression where they are slaves to another power. Again, he's not talking about social and political oppression. That's what some of the religious leaders wanted so bad, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a much more serious bondage, the bondage of sin and spiritual oppression. Slavery to sin and slavery to Satan. Slavery to sin and slavery to Satan. And some of you certainly may be there this morning. The good news of the gospel is, though, that we can be free. We can be free. We can experience it. Can actually experience freedom from this slavery, this bondage to sin, and living under the oppression of another, Satan. Jesus is God's anointed one. Amen. The religious leaders of Jesus' day reacted very violently to this message. We didn't read all of this passage, but in verse 28 it says that they were furious and drove him out of town. I mean, can you honestly imagine getting mad at Jesus and driving him away? Consider that. Jesus walks in here, flesh and blood this morning, and he says, "Hey, pastor, step aside. I got some things to say." I would gladly step aside. But when he's done, people begin to drive him away. I am telling you this morning that when you get serious about leading people to real freedom and to lead them to Jesus, where they're going to be set free from sin and slavery to sin and slavery to the bondage of Satan, get ready for a battle and get ready for rejection. The gospel of Jesus Christ is Jesus' gracious words of freedom. But that raises a very serious question that we want to answer this morning, and that is, why do we really need freedom? Why do we need freedom? From these verses here in Luke chapter 4, we can experience that real freedom, and I believe it's freedom in two very serious areas of our lives, the areas of spiritual slavery and spiritual oppression. And I want to address those two areas this morning because I want you to experience real freedom in Jesus. You here today, that the Holy Spirit has prepared you for this very moment. There are two areas of our lives where we can experience Jesus' freedom. And here's the first one. The gospel of Jesus Christ sets us free from slavery to sin and eternal damnation and separation from God. The gospel of Jesus Christ sets us free from slavery to sin and eternal separation from God. Romans chapter 8, verse 2, the Apostle Paul teaches us that we have been set free from the law of sin and death. Set free from the law of sin and death. Chapter 6, verse 7 of the same Romans, Paul writes, it teaches us that we have been freed from sin and that sin is no longer our master if we are in Jesus Christ. The non-Christian, if you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, and you've never come to that moment of repentance and trust and said, Jesus, I'm a sinner and I need you. If you've never come to that place in your life, you will sin naturally. You have no control over it. You are a slave to that sin in your life. And you sit back and wonder, well, why? I mean, I do this and I do this and I don't want to do this. Because you're a slave. You've never been set free. Sin is your master. It has control over you. But the Christian can experience real freedom. We have a sinful nature, but it's no longer our master. The non-Christian is destined as a slave to experience that bondage, to experience that eternal separation from God. Every non-Christian is spiritually shackled and in lockstep on his way to an eternity separated from God. And those are real spiritual chains. And they absolutely cannot be broken or loosed by any human effort. You can sit back and say, I'm going to beat this thing, I'm going to bite the bullet, and I'm going to win, and you will never win. Humanly, those chains cannot be broken. That's why Jesus Christ died. That's what the cross is all about, that he died, he shed his blood. Yes, for us, to give us forgiveness, but to break the bondage of sin. The Christian is set free by faith in Jesus Christ, and those chains are broken, and we have been taken out of that slave procession where we are shackled, walking leg to leg in a line, all the way separated from